The following program is sponsored by Bell and Pollock PC. Welcome to Champions of the People, the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. Attorneys Gary Bell and Brad Pollock are ready to work for you. Reach Gary, Brad, and their team at championsofthepeople.com or by calling 303-795-5900. That's 303-795-5900.
Good morning, Colorado. Here we go. Y'all ready for this? The Bell and Pollock Legal Show. It's the Champions of the People Injury Show. You know the drill. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock, our law firm is Bell and Pollock. We are injury attorneys, and this show is brought to you to give you the information you need to win the war on your injury claim. It is a war. Believe us, you know, we put this in all of our books on our website, championsofthepeople.com. That is our website, championsofthepeople.com. You can go there. We've written 8 books now. All of them are free for you. You can download an e-copy of any of our books are free. And we write these books to give you information to fight the war. We give you information to fight the insurance company. They have their strategies. You need your strategies, and these books help you. We have different books on different subjects. We wrote a new book now. It's on premises liability. It's an eye-opening book. That's free. All of our books are free. And if you want a hard copy of any of our books or all of them, all you have to do is call our law firm at 303-795-5900. That's 303-795-5900. We'll be glad to give you a hard copy of any of our books. Or if you just want to get an e-copy, just go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. By the way, all of our shows are on our website. All of the information is there. Our results, our backgrounds, our biographical information about all of our attorneys. You can decide what you want to do. We are here to help you. 303-795-5900. And by the way, Bell and Pollock and Brad Pollock and myself, we've done cases all over the state of Colorado for years, literally years. All 4 corners of the state and in between. We've done jury trials. We do workers' comp cases. If you need help or you need a question answered, just give us a call. We can come to you, 303-795-5900. Okay, if you've listened to our shows over the months, weeks, years, you've learned that insurance companies have certain ways they approach cases. They have strategies, and we've tried to outline, identify, narrate, and explain the strategies to you. We've also tried to give you strategies to combat the insurance company strategies so that you can win the injury war. You can win the war on your injury claim, right? We have a lot of experience doing this. So, and if you've listened to our shows, we talk about how insurance companies value claims. And there's different approaches. There's different computer programs like Colossus, like ACE, A-C-E, and many more we've covered in shows before. But what about this? You've been injured in a car crash. That's our typical example. What about this? What about you as a person? It seems to Brad and I that all of the formulas, the computer programs, the approaches, the strategies of insurance companies seem to miss that point. They seem to focus on, well, you broke your arm, or you had degenerative disc disease and you had an aggravating condition. So, Brad, let's talk about this because that doesn't fit into their mold, but the value of you, the injured victim, is critical, important.
Well, we've been saying for years, and I know I've been saying until I'm almost blue in the face, that when you see these ads of lawyers saying, "What's your case? You know, come see me for what your case is worth." I said, "You know, I don't know how a lawyer can do that without considering and learning a number of facts, because there's a lot of facts that have to be learned." And you know, I started saying this 10 years ago, or maybe 15, and I continue to say it on the radio all the time, that you know, you need a personal game plan, but even a personal game plan, and even how you value a case, has to be decided upon by having the person that's hurt coming in the office, or we go to that person's home or a hospital bed or wherever they might be, and we sit down and talk to them, and we talk about not only how much insurance there is and how much their insurance that might be on the other side, and how much underinsured motorist coverage you have or uninsured motorist coverage you have, or the what the cost of the medical care is, but we also talk about who you are. And when we talk about who you are, we talk about what you like to do in life, and has that been taken away from you, or are you going to have to do it in pain, and for how long are you going to have to do it in pain, and you know, do we even know if you've reached maximum medical recovery, and if you haven't reached maximum medical recovery, are you going to be partially or injured or continue to walk around with pain or a disability from then on, or are you not, or, and these are all factors, and we can go through them all. But the bottom line is one of the major factors you learn in a personal injury game plan, and you learn in putting together your case, and we learn about your case, is who you are. And we've talked about that many times. I've said, you know, we put together this painting of who you were before and who you were after. As a matter of fact, I think, Gary, we talked about that a number of times the last show or maybe two shows ago, where we talked about the painting and how we're trying to identify who you are in the painting and what your life was like, and we put together that from not only you, but we put it together from other people. And then we do another painting of what your life is like now, and all the different amounts of money that are necessary to medically treat you to give your life the best potential it has. But the other thing is to look at you and say, we're going to value you. We're going to value what's happened to you. And there's certain specific things you talk about. But right now, you know, just generally laying it out is, you know, you need to know you. And we need to know you, and we need to know people who know you, and we need to get an idea of to what degree this has affected you, so we can have the personal touch, and we can have the personal losses identified.
You know, you can give us a call anytime at 303-795-5900. That's 303-795-5900, or 970-870-8989. 870-8989, or just go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. You can contact us that way. You can live chat with us. You can send us an email. You can click on the green telelaw button on the homepage, and that will open up all the platforms that you can use to communicate with Bell and Pollock. You know, you can hire us on an injury case, and you never even have to leave your home. And we can take your case all the way from beginning through settlement and payment to you, and you never have to come into our office if you don't want to. A lot of people like to come in. And so we're glad to do it. So just go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. We are injury attorneys. We have literally years of experience. And we have gained from those years of experience what we're talking about today. And Brad said it so eloquently. I hope you listened to him. The value of you. Who are you? How does this affect your life? How do you prove that? How do we prove that? How do you prove it to an insurance company? Look, if you're in a car crash and you hurt your neck or your low back, and then the insurance companies and their computer programs and all their algorithms and all their strategies default to, well, let's home in on the low back, okay? And they don't default to and analyze how this has affected you, your life, your passion, your dreams, right? The way you want to live your life, the way you were living your life, the painting of your life before the accident, the painting of your life after the accident. Those really aren't taken into consideration. It's, well, you injured your old back, it's worth this much, and therefore that's what we're going to pay you. And by the way, you know in whose favor those computer programs are. So Brad, it's important when you come into our law firm, we have a lot of questionnaires you fill out, we have a lot of questions that you answer, but we need to find out about you so we can discover the value of you.
Yeah, and that takes some work. That takes some, and a lot of times it just doesn't happen with you. It happens with knowing who can vouch for you or who can identify who you are and what you're about and what really is important and what isn't in your lives and in the things you do and how you do them. So, you know, the thing is you don't want to, you don't want to miss the most important factor of what's going on. The most important factor of what's going on is that when a person gets hurt in a crash, they have to live with it. And they either have to live with it short term, medium term, or long term, maybe the rest of their life. And when they have to live with it, we all go about our merry way. It's like when you see somebody get hurt and you see they get hurt, or you drive by the crash and you look and you see what happens and there's somebody injured and you continue driving. and you continue going down the road, but that person's driving has ended or has stopped right there. Yeah, that person's life has changed, and it's going to change, and it's going to be changed for a long, long time. And like I said, it might be a permanent change in their life.
Right. So the value of you is important, but it has to take the special approach to prove it. You come to Bell and Pollock. We spend time with you. We give you a free initial consultation, and we give you a free, significant, meaningful legal game plan. What is that? We give you strategies and more strategies. And then we make you understand what the insurance company's strategies are against you so that you can beat them. You can defeat them. They're trying to beat you. Come on, let's go. Let's wake up. This is a war. They're trying to save money. They're trying to not pay on your injury claim. They collected the money. They collected the premium money over the years, and they don't want to pay, or they want to minimize it, and they want to reduce it and mitigate it and beat you. If you don't, if you're not offended by that, then you're not offended by it. But I'm telling you something. When you've been in this situation where you've been injured, and Brad says it a lot, you know, other people go on about their lives, but this is you, the value of you, the value of your life. You know, let me ask you a question. We got a break coming up, but let me ask you a question. How much is integrity worth to you? How much is honesty worth to you? Right? How much is a change in your lifestyle, an involuntary change in your lifestyle, where it took away your choice on how you want to live your life? Right? Think about that. It took away your choice on how you want to live your life. And we're going to talk about this after the break. You're listening to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. We call it the Champions of the People Injury Show. Our website, championsofthepeople.com. We do champion people's injury claims and cases, and we've done it for literally years. We can help you. We can champion your case. We can be your champion, and we can do it thoroughly, efficiently, competently, and fairly for you. And we help you get fair compensation from the insurance company. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. Our law firm is Bell and Pollock. We have offices in Denver and Steamboat Springs. We're there for you. We can come to you. We do cases all over the state of Colorado, all kinds of injury cases. championsofthepeople.com. We'll be right back. Hi, I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell and Pollock. We are injury attorneys, and this is your Legal Minute. Today, we're talking about injuries. We are injury attorneys. We can help you if you've been injured. Think about this. If I told you I was in a car accident yesterday, and if I told you I hurt my low back, I was rear-ended, and nothing else, what would you think? What would be the value of that? But if I told you I was injured in a car accident yesterday, I injured my low back, and I went to the emergency room, and then they took an MRI, and I've got a slipped disc or a herniated disc, and I'm going to need injections in my disc. I'm going to need transforaminal epidural steroid injections and possibly a rhizotomy, and they're going to cost $60,000 to $70,000. Isn't that a different picture? You can prove your injury claim. Bell and Pollock can help you.
Get more information or help from Bell and Pollock at championsofthepeople.com.
We're back with Champions of the People, the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. For over three decades, the personal injury attorneys at Bell and Pollock have provided compassionate, personalized legal service. Put their experience to work for you. Go to championsofthepeople.com or call 303-795-5900.
Good morning. Welcome back. Fasten your seatbelt. Here we go. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. Our law firm is Bell and Pollock. We are injury attorneys, and this is your injury show. We started this show years ago. We do a variety of other injury shows in the Denver metro area and throughout the state of Colorado. We do it for you, to educate you. And Bell and Pollock, we like to say we educate and advocate both. We educate and advocate. Because look at it this way. If you're educated and you know what to do and you know what the insurance company is going to try to do to you and try to do to your injury claim and your medical records and all the things we've talked about for literally years, then what? Then you can win what? You can win the war on your injury claim. Come on. That's what this is about. And people, you know, don't necessarily like to hire lawyers. They don't want to hire lawyers. You know, but you've been rear-ended. You've been T-boned. They hit you on the driver's side of your, on the driver's door. They hit you on the passenger door. They spun your car 180 degrees, knocked it 63 feet, or rear-ended you. You were sitting in a stoplight minding your own business. That's what one client told me. I was on I-25 stop, MYOB. minding my own business, and boom, I'm hit. And then his life changed. And we've seen it time and time again. Look, put our experience to work for you. 303-795-5900, 795-5900, or 970-870-8989, or our website, championsofthepeople.com. Today, we're talking about the value of you. Okay, Brad, we talked about right before the break, on the first break there. You know, what does everybody, all our listeners say, your value, what's the value? What's the dollar value of integrity? What's the dollar value of honesty? What's the dollar value of morality, ethics, truth? And what's the dollar value of your injuries? And that's the value of you.
Right. And the question is to what extent all that gets compromised. That's why we start out with who are you? And then we talk about what gets compromised in the different things that are going on in your life. You know, the dollar value of ethics or morality or who you are, how you have to change who you are. What's the dollar value of independence? Because a lot of times you lose your independence when you're hurt. And you lose what's the dollar value of the freedom to do what you want in a specific day rather than getting up and finding out what you get to do in a specific day is go to doctor's appointments or to go to other places where you're trying to recover money or you're trying to find a way to live. What's the dollar value of comfortable, of being comfortable and saying, no, you know, I have a job and I'm able to make money and do just fine, and all of a sudden find out due to the negligence of another, sometimes callously, sometimes just an accident. What's the dollar value of now waking up and not knowing if I'm going to have enough money to pay my rent next week, or I'm going to have to figure out if somebody can pay it for me, or I've got to rely on friends to get someplace or to do something because I can't do it. So there's so many things that you just have to recognize are involved in you, and if you don't recognize it, you're selling yourself short, and that's a big mistake. You've got to be able to address and identify the fact that there's a lot to every person. That person is a unique person. That person is someone who should be looked at as being a unique person, and they should be looked at as needing to get in touch with or figure out who they are, especially when they're injured, because sometimes you don't realize it. You don't realize the many things you do in a day or in a week or in a month or in a year that gets compromised. And a lot of times, if you don't spell that out to a jury, they're not going to know it either. They're not going to remember it. It's hard for my clients to recognize it when you start talking about all the things you do, let alone the jury or the attorneys or anybody else in that courtroom.
Right. You can give us a call right now if you want to, 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900 or 970-870-8989, 870-8989, or just go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. All the information is there for you. We've written 8 books. They're on our website. You can download an e-copy free anytime. If you want a free hard copy, just call our law firm at 303-795-5900, and we'll be glad to give you a free copy of any or all of our books so you have information to fight the war, to fight the claim. Let me ask you this question. You think your life fits into a computer algorithm? Really? What do you think? Those insurance companies have computers. They have computer programs. We've talked about them in previous shows. One's called Colossus. One was called Bring Back a Billion. One was called Ace, right? You think you fit the mold? Or are you unique and you like to live your life the way you were enjoying living your life before this person rear-ended you? Rear-ended you and changed your life, or head-on collision, or T-boned. Collisions can be very, very devastating. They can change your life. You lose your choice. Brad said it really well a minute ago. You lose your freedom to live your life the way you want to. How much do you think freedom is worth? But the point of today's show is we're talking about the value of you. And, you know, we're not sure there's any insurance company and their computer programs and their valuation processes that actually takes into consideration the value of you. if you hurt your low back, Brad, let's talk about that. They talk about, well, let's see your medical records on your low back. Let's see if you had a pre-existing condition on your low back. But I don't see where they ask about the value of you, how this has affected you. They ask sometimes how this has affected you, but not the value of you, not your uniqueness. What is it worth to you to lose the freedom of choice to live your life the way you want to live it?
Well, you know, that wow. You know, when you start talking about people, you start talking about a lot of different people, a lot of different ways they want to live, a lot of different things they want to do. And but they all require, or they all go better with good health. They all go better with a whole person, without injuries, without mental suffering, without disfigurement, without inconvenience, without anxiety, without emotional distress. And we can go down a list, and we will go down a list. And they all go better with that, without those things. We wake up in the morning and we take our health for granted. We go to bed at night, we take our health for granted. We go out and do things and we take our health for granted. And it's not until we lose that or we have problems with it that we start going, well, maybe this wasn't what I thought it would be, or maybe it's not as good as I thought it would be, or some other problems. And you start realizing that there's a lot more to it than just what you take for granted every day, and there's a lot more to what a person does. And then you start talking about people who depend on you. And you've built that dependence. You've built the fact they do depend on you, and you've built that they believe you're going to be healthy, you're going to be strong, you're going to be there, you're going to be do things for them. And a lot of times you can say the injury can be worse than death. Because death is the final point, and people can accept it, and you're done, and it's over. But when you've been injured, and you've been injured to a point where you're kept from doing things you love to do, where you're restricted from living the life you love to live, and restricted from doing the things you wanted to do, but they're still right there. They're within reach. They're within grasp. But you can't do them. Even if you could reach out and touch them, you can't do them. And that creates a real problem in how we start valuing the what seems to be a very simple process. We're gonna value your pain and suffering, your loss of quality of life. And you start going to pain and suffering, loss of quality of life. We put it that way. You think of these different objects. You think of pain, and you think of suffering, and then you think of the quality of life somebody had. But do you really think of the person? And the first thing you do is you put a value on a person. And what person do you not put at least $1 million value on? I mean, every person. And every person, when they stand there and look in the mirror and look at themselves, they think they have value. They think they have something that's worthwhile. They think they're valuable to themselves. And one of the things that's important is to address that value that from an outside point of view by outsiders to realize how important they are.
Right. You can call us right now if you want, 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Gary Bell, Brad Pollack. Our law firm is Bell and Pollack. We've been around for years. We have years of experience to put to work for you on your injury claim. And by the way, we will learn about you. We will present the case on the value of you. And that's how it exists in one way we fight your injury claim. We don't just lay down to these insurance company algorithms and say, well, you have low back pain, you have a problem, so we're going to pay you X dollars. For our insured rear-ended you, we're sorry, so sorry, but we're only going to pay you X dollars. Well, that's not enough. What about the value of integrity? What about the value of you? What about the value that you bring? You know, if you ever research this subject, the value of a human being, there's a lot of people in this world that think it's worth $10 million, $20 million, $50 million, right? There's a lot of people that, and that's the injured victim. The value of you. And let's just take a short example. If you talk about injuries, what were your symptoms? Let's just take the neck, for example. Do you have dull pain, sharp pain? Throbbing pain, burning pain, shooting pain, diffuse pain, all those are different. It's not just a neck injury. It's not just that you injured your neck and we're so sorry. It's that you might have dull pain, sharp pain, throbbing pain that affects your freedom of choice to live your life the way you want to live it. Bell and Pollack, Gary Bell, Brad Pollack, years of experience. We can help you. 303-795-5900. 5900. That's 795-5900 or 970-870-8989 or just our website. Go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. We'll be right back.
Honey, the kids are going nuts. Everybody's stir crazy. And my patience is running thin.
It's almost lunchtime. Why don't we go to Caitlin's? Their food is amazing. And they have those awesome baskets filled with fun to keep the kids pacified and entertained.
Oh, that sounds perfect. What is it you like to get there again?
Ooh, for starters, I love their green chili and chicken nachos. Then I usually get Mo's queso with the ground chuck patty, cheddar, and jack cheese, diced onions, tomatoes, and green chilies between two warm flour tortillas, served with a side of green or red chili. Yum! What about you?
Well, I'm famished, so I think I'll get one of their 13 sandwiches. Maybe I'll get one of each. And I love the way you can get their sandwiches made into wraps instead. Maybe one of their bacon green chili cheeseburgers or their salads or
honey,
or their
rein it in.
Mushrooms.
Kids, we're going to Caitlin's.
Caitlin's Restaurant at the corner of Mississippi and South Birch Street, just east of Colorado Boulevard in Glendale. Open Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. and Saturday and Sunday, 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. Caitlin's Restaurant. You'll love it every bite of the way.
We're back with Champions of the People, the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. For over three decades, the personal injury attorneys at Bell and Pollock have provided compassionate, personalized legal service. Put their experience to work for you. Go to championsofthepeople.com or call 303-795-5900.
Good morning. Welcome back. Fasten your seatbelt. Grab your legal coffee, your legal bagel. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. We are injury attorneys, and we're ready to talk injury law with you. Part of injury law involves what are you going to get paid by the insurance company for the at-fault party, the one who rear-ended you, the one who T-boned you, the one that caused the accident, the one that was in a no-passing zone, the drunk driver, the texting driver, the distracted driver. We, the insurance company, for them, we're going to try to protect them and not you, the injured victim. And we're going to try to funnel or channel or narrow your injuries into a finite, predetermined computer algorithm that doesn't fit you at all. And it doesn't fit how this accident has affected you or the injuries have affected you. And another thing you need to look at, and Brad referenced a little bit in part two of the show, what about the value of the family structure? You know, Brad and I have done lots of cases. We've helped a lot of families, a lot of people put their lives back together again. But there is a consistent theme, you know, is we recognize, I'm not sure the insurance companies do, maybe, maybe not, I don't think so. We recognize that you're injured and you have certain limitations now that you never had before. You have restrictions you never had before. You have superimposed upon your life now a net that you can't get out of. But what does that do to the family structure and other members of your family? So, Brad, let's talk about that a minute because we're talking about the value of you. We're talking about the value of you and your life and your family structure and what was taken away from you involuntarily and how it lost and affected your freedom of choice.
Well, yeah, and that's when the value of the human being starts, or the value of you starts having extra extra significance as far as recognizing how you are important to others. You sit down with somebody who's been hurt and they start talking about their pain. They talk about their disability, they talk about their problems. And then you sit down and you say, okay, well, let's talk about you. And I can't do this. I can't do that. I can't do these things. I can't do these activities. I can't raise my arms. I can't play in my baseball league or my softball league. I can't play in my different activities or do my different activities. I can't attend the different programs I attend. And then you start saying, all right, I'm getting an idea of what's valuable to you. I'm getting an idea of what kind of human being you are. I can't drive my kids around as much. I can't do the things I do for my spouse. I can't take care of my home. You start realizing the things you do as a human being. And then, you know, you start saying, okay, now let's talk about what has been lost of you on the things that you take for granted. And a lot of times those things you take for granted are some of the more significant things that go on in your life. And they're some of the more significant things to you. And for one, I can't, when I come home at night or when I'm up in the morning or when it, throughout the day, I can't visit with my spouse the way I used to. I don't have the stamina. I can't do things with my spouse. I can't help my spouse in the yard. I can't help my spouse around the house. My kids show up. I can't go watch a complete baseball game that my son's doing or my daughter's doing. I can't go watch a complete dance class that my kids are in or a play that my kids are in. Or I can't really go for very long to their teacher conferences. And most of all, I can't, while we're all sitting at the house and having dinner or stuff, I can't keep my concentration on what they're doing because of my pain. Okay, now, you take that for granted. A lot of times, people take that for granted until it's missing, and all of a sudden, the kids are missing that, and they may not be the same. The spouse is missing that. They may not be the same. The parents are missing that. They may not be the same, and they're missing you. And that those little things that are there on a daily basis between people, between the people who relate to each other, all of a sudden get lost. And they're lost because somebody decided to drive their car negligently or didn't decide to drive their car appropriately and caused a crash. And that's when they took away this part. Now, a lot of times the question is, can you restore it? Can you bring it back? Is there going to come a time when it comes back? But for a period of time, it's lost. And when it's lost, it's something that has a significant impact on you. It has a significant impact on your family members or your friends or your neighbors or whoever you might associate with. And it has an impact that's going to take a lot of work to overcome and may never be overcome.
Right. And you can call us right now, 303-795-5900, 795-5900. We'll be glad to take your calls. Also, you can call us at 303-795-5900. We'll be glad to send you any of our books. All of our books are written so that you have information to fight your injury claim, to win your injury claim, right? Many times you need the input of an attorney to build appropriately the foundation of your case, present your case, win your case. We're glad to do it for you. We've been doing injury cases for years. If you can't come to us, we'll come to you. Call us at 970-870-8989 or 303-795-5900. Let me ask you this. We're talking about the value of you, and when you lose, you're unique, and when you lose the freedom of your choice to live your life the way you want to, maybe you like to play sports, maybe you like to enjoy your family, maybe you like to read and you have a TBI concussion and you can't read the way you did before, maybe you get dizzy, maybe you can't work on the computer anymore. But I will promise you, you can answer this question. Do you think those insurance company formulas and algorithms cover all those? Do you think they cover them in a way that they really, really affect you? And if your answer is no, I don't think so. If your answer is no, I don't think so, you need to visit with the lawyers at Bell & Pollock. We understand that. That's our major beginning premise. How has this injury or injuries affected you? What is the value of you? Not some pre-assigned low-ball computer algorithmic formula dreamed up by somebody in Australia, right? Like the McKinsey company, right? Not that. Not that they developed the program called Colossus, that they take your symptoms and input them and then bingo, pops out of a computer. Is that your life? Is that your value? If Brad asks you right now, if Gary asks you, if you got mental suffering from this accident, do you know what insurance companies think about mental suffering? Not a whole lot. Anxiety, right? PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, that is huge. Stress, stressors in your life, stress in riding in a car anymore, stress in just being a passenger. Brad, all this is important. All this is important to determine the value of you. And you need attorneys that understand that and approach it from that standpoint, right? Not just, what's a degenerative disc disease aggravation on your low back mean and how much is it worth? How much are they going to pay you? No. How has this affected you, your life, your desires, your dreams, your aspirations in life? And How has it affected you because you lost the freedom of choice to live your life the way you want to? So, Brad, let's cover some examples and talk about how we approach, you know, the value of you in our law firm.
Well, you know, we're going to go through with you, and we ask you to get your people involved, the people around you involved, to tell us what we can learn about you and what we can learn about how you contribute to whatever it is you're involved in. It may be you're heavily involved in family. It may be you're heavily involved in an activity. It may be you're heavily involved in work. Maybe you're heavily involved in all those, or maybe you're heavily involved in something different. But the thing we're going to do is we're going to try and value you about what it would be like without you. And a lot of times, and not just what it would be like without you, but what was it like before the crash, and what's it like now after the crash? And we ask those people around you to give us that information. So the first thing is we learn about the people. You'd be surprised how many people, when you start asking them these questions, they kind of give you a blank, like, I don't know the people around me, or I don't know who to reference you. Okay, my spouse, they think of that real quick, but other than that, they don't have a whole lot of people they think they impact lives, or they think they impact on in their lives. And then you start saying, well, you know, let's start looking at what your life is about. When you get up in the morning, what do? And who's around you? And then what do you do in the first hour of the day, the second hour of the day, the third, the fourth? What do you do at the end of your workday? What do you do during lunch? What clubs do you belong to? And where do you go to do things? And you start saying, okay, who are the people you deal with there? And maybe we should look at what value they say you bring that they've lost. And they've lost it because you're hurt. And they've lost it because, and it's not going to come back. And that's the value of you. And then you start taking what they say, and you start telling the injured person about it. And the injured person starts realizing those things they lost.
Right. You can give us a call, 303-795-5900. Think about this a minute, right? Think about this. Every book I've ever read on gratitude, you know, being thankful and gratitude, every one of them covers the subject of, well, maybe we took things for granted. Maybe we weren't grateful enough that we had what we had before it all changed, before we lost our freedom of choice, right? And why is it? Why is it that we have to lose something first to suddenly feel grateful? And maybe somebody else has to lose something, a child, a family member, an injury in the family structure, before we feel grateful about what we have. And how much is feeling grateful worth? Dollar-wise, what's it worth to you? How much money? These are things that need to be explored in your injury case. At Bell & Pollock, we can do it. We do. Do it. 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900 or 970-870-8989 or our website, championsofthepeople.com. We'll be right back. Hi, I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell & Pollock. We are injury attorneys, and this is your Legal Minute. You're sitting in a stoplight, then boom, you're hit from behind, you're rear-ended. The driver gets out, and they say, I'm sorry. Gee, I'm sorry, I don't have any insurance. Or worse yet, they give you an insurance card, and you call, and it's expired. And there's no insurance, but you have lost wages, you have injuries, you have medical bills piling up. What are you going to do? What can you do? And I'll tell you what, we've preached many times, we've done many shows on what you can do before an accident happens. You can buy your own UIM coverage with your own car insurance policy, the highest limits that you can afford. Because when you do this and the other driver has no insurance or not enough insurance, you're still protected. If you have any questions, call us. Bell & Pollock will help you.
Get more information or help from Bell & Pollock at championsofthepeople.com. Mandy Connell here with the Legal Minute from my friends at Bell & Pollock. Listen for more great advice on the Bell & Pollock Injury Show Saturdays at 10 on KOA.
Hi, I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell & Pollock. We are injury attorneys, and this is your Legal Minute. Let's talk about myths. Let's talk about myths in this business. You've been rear-ended. You've been injured. One myth is you think, surely there's insurance. Surely that's what insurance is for. Some insurance company is going to pay me. That's a myth. They're going to fight you. This is going to be a war. You need a strategy and a legal game plan to win the war. You can have a strategy and legal game plan at Bell and Pollock. Our website, championsofthepeople.com. We wrote a book entitled Legal Game Plan. Why? Because insurance companies have strategies against you. You need your own strategy or strategies to beat them and to win the war. But you can win the war. Bell and Pollock, championsofthepeople.com, will help you.
Get more information or help from Bell and Pollock at championsofthepeople.com.
We're back with Champions of the People, the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. For over three decades, the personal injury attorneys at Bell and Pollock have provided compassionate, personalized legal service. Put their experience to work for you. Go to championsofthepeople.com or call 303-795-5900.
Good morning. Welcome back. Here we go. The Bell and Pollock Legal Show, the only show of its kind. The Champions of the People Injury Show. I tell you what, this is a one-hour-long show that airs in different venues throughout the state of Colorado. We do also 30-minute shows. We do a variety of injury shows, and we have for years. We put a lot of time, energy, money, and effort into these shows, into our books. Because why? Because why? Because we want you to have the information you need on your injury claim. I can't tell you how many people have come to us and said, you know, this person that rear-ended me, they didn't seem to be hurt. I'm devastated 2 years later. I still can't do the things I want to do. I still can't function like I can't function like I used to. I can't function like I want to. But what happened to them? Gary, Brad, what happened to them? They seem to be living their life, enjoying life. They didn't get hurt. They didn't get rear-ended. And now I'm dealing with their insurance company. Is that what I'm doing? And now the insurance company wants to lowball me? Wait a minute. My value is more than that. Let me ask you this question. If you lost partial use of your arm permanently, what's it worth? Money-wise, tell me right now. How much money? If you lost partial use of your arm for 6 months, what would it be worth? Money, tell me right now. You got a number in mind? So Brad and I, we address this every day. You know, people might come into us and they say, well, I've got this injury. I got a low back injury. I got a shoulder injury. I've got a rotator cuff injury. I've got a, you know, labral tear. I've got tingling. I got numbness. This is all affecting you and affecting your choice of how you live your life or how you lived your life. And now it has changed. Where in this process, Brad, where in this process do we see insurance companies, I mean, they take depositions and they ask you the question how this has affected you, but they don't really, really have values built up, of substantial values built up for somebody's human value, the value of you, the injured victim.
No, they don't. And they don't because I don't think they really care. They're dollar and cents people. That's what they deal with when trying to determine your case. I mean, the first thing, an insurance company or a defense lawyer, an insurance adjuster ever asked me when we deal with a case is, how much are the meds? And do they have any other losses? And how much do they miss from work? Do they have any other losses? Now, maybe that's because those are the easiest to quantify. And when they go to quantifying, they say, okay, we're quantifying these for numbers because that's the easiest. And then they plug it into their programs, and maybe they want to take on an initial basis 50% of that and add that on for the non-economic, as they call them. These are non-economic damages. They're not ones that you can easily look and say, here's the dollar and cents we apply to it. And then they say, well, let's apply or maybe a factor of one and one and a half or two. And you say, well, how are you deciding that? How are you determining that factor? And they say, well, you know, the person was only hurt for, only showed inability or disability for 6 months. So I'm giving it a low amount. Or they had the problems for 2 years. And of course, before they even decide whether or not you individually could have had that, they look at the numbers, they look at the ratios, they look at all and say, how long does a person who usually has a soft tissue injury, how long does that person usually have pain and any kind of restriction on their ability to do things? And so they take and they say, they had pain for 3 months and they were restricted to doing things for 3 months and they're back in the swing of things, so that's it. And they don't even want to know about the person. They really don't care to know about the person other than what I've just told you, because that's something they don't get into valuing, because the value of you means nothing to these companies.
Right, the value of you. That's what we're talking about today. That's above and beyond their little computer formulas, above and beyond how they analyze and evaluate your case, above and beyond the dollar value they place on your injured back. Come on, think about this, right? If they say, and they always say, you know, how much are the medical bills? Why? What are we talking about? You know, they say how much are your medical bills because that's their beginning basis, the foundation of how they're going to try to evaluate your claim. And, you know, what are your medical bills? What is your treatment? Let me ask you another question. If you lost your hand, the use of your hand for 6 months, how much money would that be to you? If you lost your hand, use of your hand, your dominant hand for the rest of your life, how much money would that be to you? And then you would face the defense of, well, it's just your hand, right? It's a hand, it's a thumb, it's a finger, but you can't function. How about a world-class famous concert pianist compared to me? I can't play the piano. Do I need my hands? Of course. Are they worth the same amount as a concert pianist? Probably not, but they're worth a lot. They're worth a lot to me. The value of you, the value of me in an injury case is worth a lot. But this doesn't happen overnight. That's the purpose of today's show, to point out to you the value of you. And insurance companies' formulas and algorithms really don't cover that. They don't cover it the way it affects you. And what's the value of you? How do you prove that? At Bell & Pollock, we can do that. We have years of experience doing that, right? You can call us right now, 303-795-5900, that's 795-5900, or 970-870-8989, that's 870-8989, or just go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. You know, on our website, championsofthepeople.com, we have 8 books now. They're free. Our most recent book was 17 Ways You Can Kill Your Injury Case on a Work Comp Matter. Yes, we do workers' comp. Yes, we represent workers. Yes, we represent victims of automobile crashes, truck crashes, bicycle crashes, slip and falls, premises liability, trip and falls. Yes, we do. We can help you, 303-795-5900. Brad, let's get into, you know, what is the value of you when all of a sudden you've lost your choice to live your life the way you wanted? That's worth a lot. That is worth a lot. You lost your freedom of choice. But then you had a physical issue as well. Maybe you can't use your arm. Maybe you can't use your hand. Maybe it's your dominant hand. What about all those factors together?
Well, you know, that's what we're saying, the value of the whole person. And it's a constant struggle to try to address that. And when you get lawyers saying, well, let me value your case and I can tell you your case is worth, on the first visit, you're going, you got to be kidding me. You don't even know who I am on the first visit. You don't know what I'm all about. You don't know how you're going to value that category damages, which is real and honest, a good category damages. Loss of quality of life. It's a real and honest element of damages. Or loss of enjoyment of life. You can call one or the other. Why do you think it's there? Because you're talking about how the injury affects you mentally and emotionally and psychologically and able to do things and where you go and what you do and how you do it. It's a broad area. And, you know, when you're walking in recognizing you have all those problems and you start trying to figure out who you are, and what has happened, it becomes a very difficult process, and it becomes at times a very painful process if people start realizing exactly what's happened to them.
303-795-5900. You can call us right now, 303-795-5900 or 970-870-8989. We have offices in Denver and Steamboat Springs. We're glad to talk to you. We're glad to interview you about your case. We give you a free initial consultation and a free legal game plan. And by the way, you're beginning to see how we approach cases. We don't just confine ourselves or you and your family to the running computer algorithms of most insurance companies. There's more to this than you. There's more to this than you and the family structure. And that means they've got to fairly compensate you. They have to pay you. And that's what we can do. We can put our experience to work for you, 303-795-5900. Brad, let's talk just real briefly about the fact, you know, you were living your life just fine, you were functioning just fine, That was the value of you. You have a lot of value. You have a lot of inherent value. Then things change. You get maybe numbness. You get tingling, radiating pain, radiculopathy, confusion, spasms, I don't know, depression, lack of motivation. All those affect you, the value of you.
Well, yes, they do. And once again, mental suffering and disfigurement, is in the mental suffering can cause a great deal of mental anguish and loss of confidence, loss of you, being who you were in the way you approach people and what you do and how you feel about yourself. Anxiety, if you're walking around with anxiety, these affect who you are. And adversely affect normally the inconvenience you go through, the emotional distress you went through in the past, and that you go through in the future. These are all things that we look at, and like Gary says, they have us assess the value of you, and it's an assessment that is open to a great deal of debate. But the one thing it's not open to is the fact that it's worth something. It's worth being compensated for what you lost.
You know, it never ceases to amaze me. We send these depositions, and sometimes these insurance defense lawyers ask our clients questions like, well, what is it that you can't do anymore that you used to do? And people, you know, might say hiking or riding a bicycle, and they kind of just blow by it. Well, let's just take one activity that you can't do right now. What is one activity you would be paid money for you couldn't do that you love? Not one that you might marginally like, but you love it, and it's taken away from you, and you've lost your freedom of choice. You better have attorneys who understand the value of you, understand the value of the family structure, understand the value of your injuries. Bell and Pollock, we've done cases all over the state of Colorado. We have offices in Denver and Steamboat Springs. Our numbers are 303-795-5900, that's 795-5900, or 970-870-8989, or just go to our website, what is it? championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. We can champion your case, champion your injury claim, champion you, and we can put the value of you front and center in front of the insurance company because we are your champions of the people. See you next week.